last time on Oz Hour.
Okay, last time on Oz Hour, they get to a mountain and, or they get to land or something, and they meet this man, a bumpy man, and he's there, and he's like kind of weird, and he's like, I'm a hearer. I hear things, which is like, oh, okay, weird. And then he's like, yeah, it's gonna start snowing, and then, I felt like I'm forgetting something, but it doesn't matter. It starts snowing popcorn, and the popcorn's coming, and they're like, oh, that's really weird, because that's not the snow that we know, but we'll take it. And they eat the popcorn, and then they find little Button Bright, but not the don't know Button Bright. He's a new and mature Button Bright. And he's there. What else do they do? They're in the snow. They're doing that. Orc Man. Or that's not his name. Orc. I'm pretty sure it's him. Does he take the... No. Captain Bill takes the crows. He like, I'm going to like keep these guys. And he ties them up for some weird reason. And what do they do? I'm overwhelmed. I'm saying too much. After that, they, oh my God, what do? They take those because they're like, we got to go and we're getting out of here and we need birds. And so they go with the birds over the deadly desert, and, they make it in through this pink cloud, and they land in Oz, and then everyone basically separates except for Captain Bill, and then they meet these other people, and they have a king that's mean, and that's it.
Hi there, and welcome to episode 55 of Oz Hour, the only place where you can hear everything you never knew about the wonderful and strange land of Oz.
That's right. With the help of some alcohol, we will be discussing each of the 14 books in L. Frank Baum's Wizard of Oz series.
Today, we will be continuing with Book 9, The Scarecrow of Oz, covering chapters 10 through 12.
We're your hosts, Blake Stone
and Wyatt Swangham.
And joining us, as always, is our resident Oz initiate, everyone's favorite, Hannah Aguirre.
If I drink, if I smoke, I keep up with the guys.
Yikes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I almost forgot the lyrics.
Spoiler alert.
Just listen to that.
Check out the Oz Hour TikTok.
I'm sorry, it's playing in my head like 100 times right now.
God, Hannah, you just played last time on. Wyatt, do you know how long that took?
1:56.
Damn.
Okay, so incredibly long. Just to clarify for our listeners, Captain Bill makes the eagles bigger with the purple berries. That's how they carried them to Jinxland.
And it wasn't crows. Yeah. You said he had up crows.
And when they get to Jinxland, they meet a woman and her children. They feed them, and that woman tells them that the king of Jinxland is Scary Airy.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I couldn't even... fit that in, you know.
No. No, I mean, but that was, I said too much. Good, though. You went into a great level of detail, probably, yeah. Too great. In
well,
some
the
areas.
Mountain was a little weird.
Yeah.
The mountain was a little weird. Everyone was acting strange.
Is everyone okay?
I don't know.
So before we started recording tonight, Wyatt went ahead and whipped up some cocktails based on tonight's chapter summaries. So what are we drinking?
Tonight we are drinking the Gardener's Delight, which is basically just a Bloody Mary, but with tequila and mezcal and lime.
Bloody Maria.
Bloody Maria. Let's check out the recipe on our Instagram at Oz Hour Podcast.
Let us slurp. Hannah cheated.
I did. But I didn't swallow.
It tastes like barbecue sauce because of the smokiness of the mezcal.
Oh my God, it kind of does.
Chapter 10. Pawn, the gardener's boy. Just to remind us where we did leave off last chapter, they're walking toward the castle to meet the king, just because they're like, whatever, like, let's just find out what he's like for our own. And they hear someone crying loudly. And they're like, what the fuck is that? And so that's where we left off. Yeah, maybe the king.
Maybe, except it's this young man. And
yeah. Yeah. Actually, the chapter name, do you remember? It's probably him.
So he is.
This is a really, like, so I just want to say, this starts, like, at 60 miles an hour. Like,
oh,
just,
my God.
It's like, whoa. This shouldn't be a chapter start.
This, when I started reading this chapter, I was like, oh, shit. This is my favorite chapter in the book.
We're ramping up.
And then
we're in Oz.
And then every chapter after, I'm like, this is my favorite chapter in the book. This book starts to pop off.
Okay. Right,
so we see this young man shaking with sobs, laying on the ground.
He's
face
laying
down.
Face down.
And
he's
does wearing, he have like snot and stuff?
He's well, sobbing. Face down, you can't tell. Oh. But he's wearing a brown smock. He's wearing sandals. So he looks like he's a pauper, you know? Yeah.
Like he's giving pauper.
He's giving pauper. But Button Bright walks over to this man, looks down at him, and he's like, who cares anyhow?
And button.
It's kind of getting back to original Button Bright here.
That's true. Don't know. Yeah. The Oz is like going into his pores.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, don't know.
I've been here before.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what who cares anyhow means in this situation. I feel like he's saying, like, whatever you're crying about, it can't be that big of a deal. But who cares anyhow is crazy.
I would it really is. Start crying.
Well, so this boy, he rolls over onto his back and he's like, I do. And he's
I care.
Yeah, I care because my heart has been broken. Aww. Oh, sad Aww. Little poor boy. Yeah.
Button Bright's like, get another one.
Oh,
but this kid's like, I don't want another one. I actually want my own heart. But at this point, Trot and Cap'n Bill arrive. And Trot is like, decides to take her turn to try talking to the boy.
Yeah.
And she's like, tell us what's up and maybe we can help.
Yeah. So the young man gets up, he bows to them, and he's like wringing his hands nervously. He's trying not to sob, and he introduces himself to them. And his name is Pon, and he's the gardener's boy. And Trot's like, oh, so the royal gardener is your father?
And he's like, no, the royal gardener is my master, and I have to do whatever he says.
Yeah.
And I just am like his
he's not,
servant.
He's not the gardener's boy, he's the gardener's boy.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you heard that. You heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. But then he kind of does a non sequitur. Like, he just changes the subject, kind of.
Yeah. He's like, the gardener gives the orders. I do what the gardener wants, and it's not my fault that the Princess Gloria fell in love with me. It's like, whoa, nobody asked, but all right, let's go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, doesn't that seem unwarranted?
Yeah, it's a little odd.
But I guess that's what's on his mind, because he is, like, crying there. But Trot and Button Bright are like, whoa, like, what? A princess is in love with you? Like, what? But Cap'n Bill is like, well, who's Princess Gloria? Like, who is that?
Let me meet her.
We learn that she is the loveliest backstory. And sweetest maiden in all of Jinxland. She's the niece of King Cruel, the king of Jinxland, who's her guardian. It's giving very Joanna and Judge Turpin in Sweeney Todd for me. Princess Gloria used to walk through the royal gardens with her, like, servants every day. And if Pon was in the garden doing his work, he would, like, look down and away, because that's just what you do around the royals.
Yeah, he's respecting
but
her.
Mm-hmm. One day, he glanced in her direction, and he saw that she was already looking at him. And she's been checking him out for days.
Oh, yeah. My
she was
God,
looking at
I'm
him
freak
tenderly.
Out.
And so... You're going to love this then, actually. Because the next day, she dismisses her attendants. She's out there with her servants, and she's like, everyone, out. And she walks right up to him.
So she comes, she sends her attendants away, and she walks up to Pon, and she starts talking to him. And Princess Gloria told Pon that he touched her heart as no other young man had ever done.
Oh, which I wonder how, God, because all he does is work
in the
garden.
He's never talked to her before.
The only thing is, it does say that she loves flowers, and that's why she walks in the garden. So, like, he's respectful to her. She loves the work he's doing. Like, okay, like, I can kind of get on board with that
and
a little.
He's probably, like, a cute boy.
Yeah, and
I feel
okay,
like they're so. Both gorgeous.
Yeah, that's well, what it's giving.
So, after she says that to him, he, like, thanks her, and he kisses her hand. The king... is that walking time. In the garden.
No.
He the way your face just changed.
I'm freaking out. Nerdy I like I'm like women. I want to read this book.
Yeah. Well, too bad.
But I read it so you don't have
yeah.
to.
Yeah,
true.
But yeah, the king is walking through, as Wyatt was saying.
The king rounds a corner and he sees this and he immediately punches Pon in the face and Pon falls to the ground. He kicks him in the stomach. And then he grabs fucking Princess Gloria and drags her into the castle.
No.
And she's like freaking out.
No.
At this point, Trot listening to this story is like, oh my God.
Yeah, Trot is giving you.
Horrible.
I'm like going to cry.
Pawn says that King Cruel is a very abrupt king. So he's not surprised by this behavior at all. But he had never thought of loving Princess Gloria. But since it would be impolite not to return her love, he decided to. But they're madly in love. And they kind of meet in the garden at night when no one else is around.
Oh my
because
God.
The king attacked him. So
oh, like, a okay. secret romance.
Yeah. And they do this like for like weeks at a time. Like it's like they're just doing these secret little walk and talks in the garden. It's very sweet. And Gloria is complaining because the king wants her to marry this rich courtier. And
no.
Would you believe that his name...
Oh my God. Is he the scarecrow?
No.
His name is Fiero.
No. I'm sorry because his name is Googly Goo.
She's gooped.
Oh my God.
That's not fair to him.
Fuck him, honestly.
Whoever did that to him is.
You're not going to like him.
Yeah,
at all.
Someone. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm. Who's going to like someone named Googly Goo?
When you name your child Googly Goo, you are creating a fucking asshole to
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to have a good time.
Unless that is the traditional name of any cultures in the real world. In which case, Googly Goo.
Sorry, Googly
sorry
Goo.
Sorry to wherever you're
But thank you for listening and your continued support.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
But if you're only fictional, Googly Goo is a dumb name.
So, Googly Goo is old enough to be Princess Gloria's father.
Ew. Yeah.
He's old. She has denied Googly Goo 39 times, but he will not
number?
Give up.
Yeah, that's the number they give.
Okay.
And that means he has proposed marriage to her 39 times.
Ew.
And she says, no, give up,
yeah.
dude.
And he gives the king gifts and gemstones. He really wants her.
He is trying to bribe the king. And King Cruel keeps demanding that Princess Gloria marry Googly Goo, but Gloria told Pawn, you're the only one I want to marry.
Yeah.
Like, I will not be marrying that old
no,
grandfather.
Please.
So earlier this morning, hold on to your hat.
Oh my God.
Pawn and Princess Gloria were in the grape arbor meeting privately. Just as Pawn was kissing Gloria on the cheek,
no.
The king and two of his guards come out of nowhere.
No, they know about the secret meetings. Mm.
The guards take Pawn and start beating his
no,
ass.
In front of her.
Savagely.
The king holds Gloria still so that she has to watch Pawn getting
what?
Beaten by the
And
guard.
He's like holding
What's
her
happening?
Eyes open. And he's like screaming in her ear.
This shit is a no joke.
Yeah. And Trot really hates that. She's
like
what?
Where
the
fuck are
fuck?
We?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're in Jinx land.
This is
where Ozma.
Yeah,
no,
but we're like
because
in...
Ozma doesn't even fucking know about these
we
people.
We need to
apparently.
Get Ozma on this.
Just
yeah.
wait.
Gotta get her.
If only Ozma yeah. took 4 seconds out of her day to look at
she
every
should know
part of
anything.
Oz instead of looking at where Dorothy
Where's Glinda?
Is all the time. Glinda's got
well,
a book.
That's okay.
Open your
girl.
Book, Glinda. Bam, damn.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the Shaggy Man saw that his brother was kidnapped by the Gnome King.
He found that in like
no
three
one knows
years
that
old.
Jinx Land is here.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's
no
ridiculous.
One knows about Googly Goo.
Yeah, crazy.
So Trot is like, so the king is a monster, and Pawn is like, oh, he's worse than a monster.
Captain Bill is weird to me.
I don't
in this chapter
like,
a couple
I
times.
I do not like this at all.
Like, I kind of, like, I can play devil's advocate. Okay, so what Captain Bill says, for some reason, he's like, hey, like, the king might not be such a bad guy. Like, kings are proud. Like, and also, like, she's a princess. You're a gardener's boy. Like, you know, like, and the only thing I can think is, like, okay, like, yeah.
When he's
like,
just, like, old and you're like, oh.
Well, she loves him.
Yeah.
Oh, Prince, yeah, I agree.
And
Prince
they
Harry married
him.
A television actress.
And now look at him.
Yeah, now he's not even a prince anymore.
Bad example.
Yeah.
But they're in love and they're happy.
Yeah. I mean, I think they should have freedom to marry, but like, I get where Cat Bill is coming from in that, like, well, it's not proper. A king, like, that's like how he's trained to act. And also, like, to the extent that he needs to protect the line. I don't know.
That doesn't mean he needs to get beaten.
No, I think that's absolutely horrific. If he just said, hey, you can't marry Pawn. And like, no,
just
or
fire
leave the kingdom.
Him. Fire him and kick him
it's
out of the kingdom.
It's weird they didn't fire him. Yeah.
Why are you beating
they're
his
like,
ass?
No, we need you. You're actually the best.
Because she loves him, you're gonna beat him up. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And Button Bright agrees that Button Bright, I should say, agrees.
Yes, Button Bright is like, oh, hey, listen here, Governor. I agree. I don't think you should be gallivanting with your princess, really.
Button Bright is saying too much.
I don't know, like, what situations Button Bright and Cap'n Bill have both experienced that have led them to this opinion, but I don't agree with it.
Button Bright has read fairy tales, so that's why he thinks the princess should marry a prince. Mm.
But Pawn says that if he had his rights, he would be the king instead of Cruel.
And Cap'n... Sorry, go ahead. What's your response?
I'm just like, that's also kind of a crazy take.
Yeah. Girl.
Well,
it's not a take.
Is like, but, do, what? And then we get a history lesson as to why Pawn is actually a prince.
So,
oh my gosh. Oh my God, I'm just freaking out. I love this so much.
No, breathe, because it's not going to stop at any point.
Okay.
So Pawn's father was King Fierce, the king before King Cruel. King Cruel was Fierce's prime minister.
Oh my God.
So King Fierce.
What happened?
King Fierce, which is Pawn's father, was hunting one day with Cruel. And they got into some kind of like fight or altercation. Mm-hmm. And King Fierce punched Cruel on the nose. It says he grazed his nose with
his
fingers.
It was gentle, but that's from Pawn.
Yeah,
so
and I'm like,
agree.
I think he punched him in the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, Prime Minister at the time, Cruel, pushed the king into a pond, threw heavy stones on him so they would sink him down into the mud
because
and he couldn't get back up.
Because if you recall, people in Oz cannot be murdered. So he had to weigh him.
Then.
He had to weigh him down with stones, so that he's just trapped at the bottom of a pond for his entire being
existence. Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
And that's worse than death.
That is worse than death.
That's literally hell.
So King Cruel seized this opportunity, and he declared himself king of Jinxland, and he cast out all of King Fierce's supporters. So where they are, who knows? Deadly Desert, I guess.
Yeah, he drew them all out of the castle.
Pawn was a small boy when all of this happened, and he grew up to become the gardener's boy. I don't know who raised him. I don't know how he knows this truth.
Yeah.
So he ended up being the gardener's boy, and he is hiding his true identity as the rightful heir to the throne.
Dang.
And probably not even Princess
that's probably why he's
Gloria
so
knows.
About
she,
it
she doesn't know.
Yeah. But, oh.
I mean, that's
oh.
probably why he's fucking beating him up.
I don't think he knows.
Like, oh, he doesn't?
He doesn't.
If he
know
knew,
who that
he'd
boy
probably
is?
Throw him down the well. Or
if,
down
if
the
he
well.
Knew,
he probably would
have
got rid
him.
Of him. That's
well,
true.
He couldn't kill him.
He would kill him in air quotes.
Yeah. Yeah. Kill. Destroy.
Destroy.
Yeah.
Destroy us all. Where are my Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy fans at? So Trot's like, wow, that's an exciting story, which is just true. And then she thinks about it for a second. She's like, wait, if you're the prince of Jinxland, who's Princess Gloria's parents?
Uh-oh.
Okay, do we have a Luke and Leia situation? That's exactly what she says. She says, do we have a Luke and
That's
Leia
what she says. Well, the good news is no. Because here's a couple more things. There's this big, like, ravine, like, canyon on the edge of Jinxland. Like, there's the mountain that on the other side of it's Oz, then there's a ravine, then there's Jinxland. And it goes down forever. There's no bottom. And so Pawn's dad, King Fierce, was prime minister to a different king before that. But that king just fell into the ravine, and since it has no bottom, they were like, well, he's not coming back. So King Fierce, like, assumed the title, like, pretty much like normal, I guess. You know, like, the king died.
Like, vice president or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. And I guess
but
if the other king had kids.
This is from Pawn.
It
so
makes
I'm
you
like,
wonder, did King Fierce kill?
Yeah.
That's true, because he's biased.
It's the only way you would ever become king instead of prime minister in this place. But yeah, so that's the story.
And Gloria is the old king's daughter, though. So there's no relation. But Pon's whole thing is like, both our fathers were kings, and because of that, we are the same rank, so I should be able to marry Queen or Princess Gloria.
They're equals.
Valid.
Captain Bill is like, man, this whole thing's a mess.
Yeah, because if you admit it, you're probably going to die.
Yeah. So Captain Bill, and this is crazy, because you would think if you lived your entire life hiding your identity and being a servant under the king, that there would be some game plan there, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, no, kill the king.
Because Captain Bill is like, hey, we're on our way to see the king. We'll put in a good word for you if we can. And Pawn's like, would you please? Oh, God. Thank you. And it's like, what do you mean put in a good word? Get a sword and storm the castle.
We gotta take over.
Yeah.
No one likes cruel. You can get everyone on your side.
And literally. Yeah.
Actually, we'll make an army.
Gloria lives in the castle. Have her slit his fucking throat.
Yeah.
It is interesting, though, because not only am I like, no, when they say we'll put in a good word, he should say, don't you fucking talk about me to the king.
Yeah, don't mention it.
You're like, what do you mean?
I have been playing this game for 18 years and I'm continuing to play it.
Beat you up to death.
Why is he giving them that secret? Now I'm thinking about it. I'm like,
how many people has he told them?
That's what I was just thinking. Like, he's just, no one talks to the king. But at this point, he's like, yes, please do. And Button Bright just asks if the like fucking beat down he got earlier is what broke his heart, and he's like, a little bit, yeah. Like, that did suck.
That,
like,
might have something to do with it. It's part of it.
Button Bright's like, well, if your heart's broken, I'd go get it fixed, because if you're wanting to like marry Princess Gloria, she's going to be coming to you with a great heart, and you're not going to have a great one to give her. Which is beautiful.
It's giving RuPaul.
But it's also, but like, we're all broken people.
It's
and
giving,
you need
if you
to
can't
love
yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
And then they all just walk away from Pawn and toward the castle. And that's the end of chapter 10. Pawn the Gardener's Boy.
I'm freaking out.
And Blake, what would you pun to replay that?
Mr. DJ, some pun to replay. A royal pain in the heart.
Chapter 11, The Wicked King and Googly Goo.
So
best
dead
friends.
Oh my God. Found dead.
Googly Goo found dead. So as Hannah would say, they go and they go and they go and they go and they go until they make it to the doorway of the castle. The doorway is guarded by a bunch of soldiers dressed in these beautiful uniforms. They have swords and spears.
And Captain Bill walks up and he's like, is the king home? And they're like, yeah, the king is here. Like, his majesty, the king. Yeah, this is his residence.
Yeah, this
like,
is where he inhabit be.
What the fuck do you want?
Well, they don't even ask that. They just answer that question. But Captain Bill's like, okay, neat. We're going to go see him then.
Yeah,
and he just starts
say,
to like, walk through.
Is that easy?
No, well,
no, they spear him.
Oh,
well, they put a spear in front of him.
Okay.
No, they spear him. Captain Bill found dead. No, but the soldier's like, who are you? What are your names? Where do you come from? Which, like, you can't just walk into somebody's house.
Yeah, what's happening?
But Captain Bill does like a strategy here, which ends up paying off, I think. But he goes out on a little limb and he's like, who are we? Where are we from? You wouldn't fucking believe me if I told you.
Yeah, we're strangers.
Strangers. And for some reason, the guard is like, oh, okay, you can come in. Like, yeah. And they like, they
he's
all
like
withdraw their swords.
He's like,
never
oh,
heard
King
of stranger
Cruel
danger.
He's like, King Cruel loves strangers.
What?
And Trot's like, do you get a lot of strangers? And the
never
soldier's like, no, we've never had a stranger before. But King Cruel has said many times that if strangers ever came, it would be an exciting time. And Captain Bill's like, I don't like that.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What do we mean by that?
Yeah. And also, like, there have never been strangers before. Like, I know that we've been told.
It's deadly desert and giant mountains. Like, they can't get there.
There's not a lot of people visiting.
Like, the Von Trapps just stumble into that place.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They finally walked over the mountains.
But
when that movie ends, they are at the top of the Swiss Alps with not so much as a jacket. They don't have coats.
Well, they were in their traveling cloaks.
They'll definitely make it past the Deadly Desert. That's easy work.
If they made that.
Yeah.
But like, as we know, there's like no escape from Jinxland. Like, as we're literally just talking about the mountains, the desert, like they have no choice but to just go inside and like see if they can just get on the king's good side. So they're escorted inside by the guards, and the castle is nice. It's pretty big. It's not like it's not like when you walk into the Emerald City and L. Frank Baum gives you like a full paragraph about how beautiful it is, though. It's just like, oh, there's nice rooms and it's
pretty,
well-furnished.
There's
like,
lots of
rich
rooms.
Yeah.
They are led to a courtyard, like, in the center of the palace. It's, like, no ceiling kind of outdoor situation, but in the middle of the palace. There's high walls all around. There's flower beds, fountains, paths made out of colorful marble. And in the center of the room, there's a group of, like, royal attendants and their wives. And they're all standing around a man wearing a jeweled crown and sitting on a big golden throne. He is creepy looking.
Creepy. Scary. Mad. He looks mad.
His eyes glow red.
And his they're like partly closed. And he's like
evil.
Yeah, he's all gone. He has this big jeweled crown. And he's dressed in like velvet and satin. So very like, very regal. But like he looks like mad and stern and scary. And this is King Cruel. And Cap'n Bill does not like the way he looks.
Oh my God.
No,
Cap'n
Bill can tell right away that he doesn't like him.
Ew.
King Cruel sees them coming and he asks the soldier, he's like, oh, what do we have here? And the soldier bows so low that his forehead touches the ground. And he tells King.
That's what I thought. I was like, can everyone do that?
No.
And he tells King Cruel that he's brought strangers. So King Cruel's like, oh, how unexpected. And he invites the strangers to come forward and state their business.
And Cap'n Bill says that they're just here to see the country, decide how they like it. And that he says, judging by the way that the king is speaking and asking who they are, he must not know who they are. Because kings in the big outside world, they know how to treat this group of people.
Yeah, he's acting like they're some dignitaries.
Okay.
And he also says people in this little country don't seem to have much culture.
No one.
So now he's going off.
So interesting way to try to like
get
make
on his
someone
good side.
To be nice.
High risk.
Yeah.
High risk.
Be very mean to them.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe. Maybe it cancels out.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the plan is. I don't know who Cap'n Bill met.
Yeah,
I don't know who hurt him.
He is kind of crazy right now.
But King Cruel and all of his courtiers are stunned. No one has ever spoken to King Cruel this way,
okay.
Which kind of starts to make the king nervous because he's like, is this like some powerful wizard or something? What's happening?
Yeah. It's starting to scare him because he's like, okay, I don't know who these people are and they're acting crazy. And they also did appear here when the only way to do that is crossing the deadly desert of the mountains. So at
they
this
got
point,
something.
He's like, okay, like, let's get some seats over here. So he calls some chairs in. They all get seated, and Cap'n Bill starts smoking a pipe, which apparently no one has seen before.
I don't think they've ever seen that.
Yeah, because everyone is like, what the hell is he doing?
He's lighting a bomb.
Yeah. I know. They don't know what that is either.
They're watching the dudes blow, like, Bilbo Baggins-sized smoke rings.
Yeah.
They're just like, holy shit, who is this guy?
That is kind of cool. Party trick.
Yeah.
But the king asks Cap'n Bill, he's like, so this country is hidden. How did you get here? And he's like, did you cross the mountains or did you cross the desert? And Cap'n Bill, casually smoking his pipe, he's like, desert.
And he's so cool about it.
Deadly desert.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I saw that desert.
So yeah. King Cruel is like, oh, nobody's ever done that before in literally the history of the entire universe. And Cap'n Bill's like, pretty easy if you know how.
Yeah.
So okay, Cap'n Bill.
King Cruel.
Oh my God, she's getting turned up.
Oh yeah, you're going crazy.
He's got ideas, I feel like. He's just not telling anyone.
It's always the oldest man in the story who you get a chance.
Yeah,
to.
What is, she was like, the wizard.
That was like a half of a time.
You said it's because he was the only adult in the book. But yeah, so at any rate, King Cruel is getting pretty scared at this point. he's like, okay, well, like, do you plan to stay here long? And Captain Bill is like, he goes absolutely crazy here. And he's like, well, it depends on how well we like it. But I would suggest that as king, you order some rooms in this dinky little castle of yours. And also that you get a banquet ordered up pretty quick. And I want fried onions and pickled tripe.
Which, yeah, oh my God.
That'll make us happy.
Just say banquet. You're going to make a request. You think they know what
they don't
a
even
fucking
know what
tripe
is?
No, this is part of it.
But it's big, big, big energy move. And the king is like, good idea. And then he like fucking orders some people around.
Yeah, he's like, all of your wishes will be attended to, and does like this creepy little
grin. Now he's
trying
to impress him.
No, oh he God. Does like this creepy grin, and Trot tracks it immediately, and she's like, oh my God.
He's going to poison.
Our food is going to be poisoned. Yeah. Is exactly what she thinks. But he sends all the attendants away to like go make the arrangements. And just as they're leaving, a skinny old man comes into the courtyard and he bows to the king. This guy's dressed in like beautiful velvet clothes. He wears a lot of chains and he glares at all the courtiers like he thinks he's better than them or something. And he's like, well, well, your majesty, what news? What news?
And I get the impression, at least at the beginning of this interaction, the king does not really like this guy. Like, he just seems annoyed.
So King Cruel glares at this guy and he's like, no news, Lord Googly Goo, there's nothing to tell you. And Lord he does say, he's like, I don't have anything to tell you, but these strangers arrived. Googly Goo's not impressed.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care about strangers. Will the princess marry me?
And
King Cruel is like, ask her. You ask
oh,
her
he's sick
to
of it
marry
too.
You. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
That's the thing. He's acting like he's sick of it, but didn't he just kick some kid's ass earlier today?
Yeah, I think my theory, I don't know if this is what Elfrink Baum was thinking, but like Cruel, King Cruel has just been kind of like demasculated and like had this weird situation that's never happened before in his throne room. And then this courtier comes in and is like, hey king, I'm gonna talk to you because I can talk to you whenever I want. It's like, dude, I am already in the middle of this weird thing, and now
like
you're just coming
stronger
up
than everyone.
Yeah, so I think he's kind of just like, go away. But he's like, ask her. And Googly Goo says, well, I've asked her a bunch of times and she keeps refusing. And the king literally says, well, like,
yeah.
You ask and she refuses, like, what are you here for? Like, what are you talking to me for?
Googly Goo says something sinister.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's like, well, a bird that can sing and won't sing must be made to sing.
Yeah.
And King Cruel is like, hey, man, that's all good with birds and stuff, but this is a human girl, a little harder to control. All right.
Whoa. I'm scared.
Googly Goo's like, got to figure something out. We got to figure out our problem here. How do you solve a problem like Gloria?
That was good. That was good.
That just came out of nowhere.
I hope that's going to be the chapter name.
But it is now. So Googly Goo, he's like, our main... Right in the microphone.
Sorry,
that
Bloody Mary.
That was the most cartoonish fight.
What's up, Doc?
It was giving Velasic.
So Googly Goo is like, our main issue is that Gloria has convinced herself that she loves that miserable gardener's boy Pon. As soon as she realizes that that's not true, she can marry me.
Yeah, maybe we should throw Pon into the ravine, is what he says.
You know, the place her father died.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be? Yeah. Oh, like, I want to marry this girl. Why don't we throw the boy that she loves into the same place that her father died in?
Like, that's
like,
amazing.
That's crazy.
How'd you get
there? Traumatizing. But
King Cruel is like, dude, even if we throw Pon away, Gloria is going to love him.
Yeah, you're going to make it even stronger now.
Yeah. Googly Goo is like, well, that's too bad because I've set a lot of gems aside that I planned on giving you on the day that I marry Gloria.
Oh my God, he's so annoying.
The king wants those jewels, though.
Of course he does.
He's like, give me those jewels. And
we got a gnome king situation on it.
Yeah, where are the pockets?
He's like sewing pockets. But King Cruel is like, look, it's not going to do us any good to kill Pon. What we need to do is kill Gloria's love for Pon.
Googly Goo likes that. And he's like,
scheme.
Yeah, he's like, that's actually better. Like, we can find a way to do that because I actually have more than a bushel. It's more like a bushel and a half of jewels if the king can get Gloria to marry me. And so, mind you, the entire time this is happening, it's just these two guys standing talking to each other. The entire other side of the courtiers are there. These three strangers are just standing there like
waiting,
watching, like mouth open, just like, what the fuck? And
they know all the backstory, too.
Exactly, yeah. Which is actually crazy because the king probably doesn't realize that.
How have none of them said anything?
Oh, my God. Well, because they don't want to get killed.
Yeah, hopefully they keep it that way.
But finally, a messenger comes in, says that the banquet's prepared, which in this 4-minute conversation,
that's
crazy. A banquet was prepared.
Excellent work.
So Cap'n Bill, Trot, and Button Bright follow the messenger into the banquet hall. And at dinner, Trot's like, Cap'n Bill, I do not like that googly goo guy. And Cap'n Bill's like, yeah, me neither. But, you know, based on that conversation we heard, I don't think Pawn's getting that girl.
Yeah.
Something bad is going to happen.
And they basically just spend the meal talking about how messed up it is that the king wants to sell Gloria for all those jewels, but she obviously doesn't want to get married to fucking googly goo.
Yeah, finally. I'm like, even if they do kill, like, the Pawn's fucking love or the whatever.
Yeah, kill the love.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to want to marry
she's
him.
She's still not going to want that old
that's
man.
That's not what's
yeah.
stopping her
and
from marrying
And it definitely seems
him.
Like it's her choice, so...
Yeah, she has a little bit of autonomy, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Finally, Cap'n Bill is like, hey, we could spend all night being super worried about this woman we've never even met before, but here's the thing. I don't think we're safe here, so...
Yeah.
That's what Cap'n Bill said?
Yeah, okay. So he's like... We need to worry about ourselves right now. Princess Gloria is going to, whatever happens to her is going to happen to her.
Okay.
Yeah. We need to make
Every
sure
man
that we all make it through the
Yeah.
It is a kind of spooky place.
It's
yeah.
scary,
well,
and King Cruel is scary.
Yeah.
And it gets scarier because they finish eating and they are all given rooms as far away from each other as possible.
Oh, I
so
hate that.
Cap'n Bill is put on, like, the very top floor on the far left of the building. Button Bright is put, like, in the very center floor on the center of the building. The whole castle, I mean. And then Pawn is on the bottom floor on the left. So they're, like, as far away from each other
Trot.
As possible. Or Trot, what did I say?
Pawn.
Pawn, gee, sorry. Trot is in the bottom floor. And so they're as far away from each other as possible, which is scary. And they're like, okay, well, the rooms are really nice. So, like, this is probably fine.
Not a great arrangement, but we're feeling cozy.
Yeah.
After everyone left the courtyard to go to dinner, we're going to, like, rewind here. Because after they all left for dinner, the king and Googly Goo stayed at the throne to continue their conversation.
Yeah.
And King Cruel is like, look here, Googly Goo. I can't force Gloria to marry you today. These strangers are giving me the creeps, and they might get in the way.
Okay.
And he specifically says, the king says that he's pretty afraid of that wooden-legged man. Which I get.
Yeah.
But, like,
he was acting
kind
of crazy.
He thinks that Cap'n Bill has, like, these great magic powers. And he's like, he brought himself and two children over the deadly desert.
Yeah.
That guy
he's
is
capable of anything.
Crazy. Yeah. So Googly Goo is like, I don't know. That wooden-legged man doesn't seem dangerous, but I don't know about him being a wizard. Maybe you should test his powers.
And the king is like, how the fuck am I supposed to do that?
Why?
But there's actually a pretty easy way to check.
Tell us.
Throw a rock at his head.
That yeah. You know,
tie his hands and feet together and see if he can swim.
Yeah, yeah. Put him in a or make him float.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just said that. Woo!
But no, he actually Googly Goo suggests that they send for the Wicked Witch.
Elphaba.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I thought we were just screaming. But the king is like, okay, she could tell me if the magician if this guy is a magician or just a normal person.
Yeah.
And so he sends a servant to go get the Wicked Witch, who lives nearby.
And let it be known that Googly Goo agrees to pay because King Cool doesn't like using the witch that much. She's very effective, but she has a very steep rate. But Googly Goo's like, don't worry about it, I'll pay. And he's like, okay, go get her. So while they wait, I don't understand why, because the whole reason they're getting the witch is to make Gloria love Googly Goo. But while they wait, Googly Goo is like, let's go see if we can find Gloria. We'll see if she changed her mind, which is ridiculous.
Okay, let's do that before we go get the witch.
Right. Yeah, they already sent for the witch.
You're about to pay her. So King Cruel and Googly Goo, they hunt all over the castle for Princess Gloria. Can't find her anywhere. Finally, they're like, let's check the rear gardens.
Which, I don't know, if you couldn't find her in the first two places you looked inside and you knew that she was having an ongoing romantic
that
thing,
would be the first place
like,
I fucking
looked.
Wouldn't
you go to the garden where you know they have a rendezvous?
And that's the thing. It's like, if you go through someone's texts and see conversations that you expected to see, you just did something to make yourself mad. Mm. If you're going to the garden to look for Princess Gloria,
you know
you're
what's
just
going
doing
on.
Something to make yourself mad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they go out to the garden. They see Princess Gloria there, and kneeling in front of her is Pon the gardener's boy. King Cruel and Googly Goo are pissed. Imagine that.
They rush him. And the king is like trying to grab him, but they're by this like wall, this tall wall, and Pon runs up a ladder because that's apparently how he got in. And he runs up the ladder. The king is like about to go up the ladder, but then Pon books it. He's just gone. So they're pissed.
Yeah. And Princess Gloria is left to face the man who wants to marry her, who she doesn't want, and her abusive like uncle.
Yeah.
Alone because Pon ditched her, which like he should have done, I guess.
Yeah.
But
I was
still.
Like, well, he would have gotten.
I mean, he could
beaten.
Not have taken her with him. And if he
they
did,
both
they
could
chased.
Have run.
Yeah. But that's if they true. Both ran, they would have given chase the guards. Yeah. But the king grabs Gloria. She's screaming. He pulls her inside.
No.
He throws her into this room, locks the door behind her, and she's just like crying, screaming, like at that moment, just like losing.
It's a room full of mirrors. Just,
oh
like,
my God.
Herself.
Yeah.
But at that moment, a servant announces the arrival of the Wicked Witch. King Cruel smiles like a tiger, showing all of his teeth. Googly Goo smiles like a serpent because he doesn't have any teeth other than a couple of fangs.
What?
Isn't that Googly Goo has just all gum with like three fangs?
Isn't that disgusting?
And they want Princess Gloria, the fairest maiden, to like
marry him.
Let him go down on her.
And
stop! They do.
They both are such hideous men with such creepy smiles that they make eye contact and are scared by each other's smiles.
Yeah.
They stop smiling.
Like, let's not look at that.
And go to the royal council chamber to meet the Wicked Witch.
And that is the end of chapter 11, The Wicked King and Googly Goo. And Blake, what would you call that?
Cruel Intentions.
Oh.
Chapter 12, The Wooden-Legged Grasshopper.
Is this Captain Bill's son?
Oh, grasshopper.
So, in
Here's
her room, Trot saw everything that happened in the garden. She saw King Cruel and Googly Goo walk up on Pon and Gloria. There's a lot of names. They saw Pon run away. They saw King Cruel drag Gloria back inside. Trot saw all of this.
Okay.
And
Trot's an empath.
Oh, yeah. Like, because she didn't even know it was happening until she felt it. And then she, like, looked out the window and she was like, this is exactly what I thought was happening.
This is what I felt.
This is what I felt.
What it was.
And so Trot was like, okay, the princess was beautiful and she seemed very sweet and like I want to help her. So she like hears them pulling her through the door screaming. She like goes in the corridor, sneaks down, watches them lock her in. It's an old timey lock, so they leave the key in it and then they run. and they are going to meet the Wicked Witch. But Pawn is like, oh, the key's in the door. Or excuse me, geez. Trot.
Stop calling her that.
Sorry. Trot says the key is in the door.
So she opens the door. She goes in. Princess Gloria is laying on her couch, sobbing in the fetal position.
Yeah.
And Trot,
snot
like...
Snot everywhere.
What's with you and snot? Yeah, what people is are crying.
I don't know. It's giving, like, Oscar, like,
really
nomination.
Literally the second time I've done that. But she just goes and she like starts like running her fingers through Princess Gloria's hair and she's like, they're there, like you're okay.
And instead of looking up and being like, who are you? Because this is the first stranger Princess Gloria has ever seen before.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Instead, but she just keeps crying.
Yeah. And Trot is like, don't cry. I unlocked the door. You can leave whenever you want. And Gloria's like, I'm not crying about the locked door. I'm crying over Pawn. So Trot is like, oh, Pawn ain't shit, baby. There's going to be other guys.
Literally, she's like, just forget about him. You don't have to love him. Just like, if they don't want you to love him. Because her whole thing is she's like, they won't let me love him. They won't let me, like, be with him. And Trot's like, then just don't then. Like, it just picks someone else. Like, but at the suggestion that she should just move on and find someone else, Gloria looks up at Trot and she's like, what the fuck? Like, Trot, you're a little girl, but, like, Pawn has my heart. I will never love Googly Goo, like, as long as I fucking live.
Yeah, who the fuck has Trot loved? You don't even know what I love is.
She's 4.5 years old.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, she is kind of right, though, where it's like, because she's like, just shop around. Like, there's other people out there. It's like, I mean, I don't think there's such a thing as a true
love.
But
he has her heart!
Okay, okay. No.
Anne is like, I'll never love Googly Goo. And Trot's like, oh, ew. No, not him. Yuck. I just meant, like, you're hot. Like, you're going to get somebody. You're fine. Like,
yeah.
You can have anyone you want. You're a princess. You're a hot princess. You're fine.
You're a hot princess. Hi.
Yeah. At this point, Trot is, like, just puzzled by the whole conversation. But Gloria has calmed down considerably. And she's like, so who are you?
Okay, hold on. She pulls out a lace handkerchief with pearls on the border.
Yeah, it's rimmed with pearls.
Who the fuck is using a handkerchief like that?
I guess they have. And where did she get pearls? There's no water.
There's
body
no
of water.
They don't have fucking tripe.
Not in Jinxland.
Oh, yeah. Just a deadly desert.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Wyatt was saying, she's like, so who are you? Like, what's your deal? And Trot tells her
Trot
her whole story.
Spills. She's like, bumpy man. Pessim, Orc, Jinxland. And I'm like, oh my god, okay, maybe don't tell her everything, just in case, because you don't know her really.
Yeah, we don't know what's happening.
While Trot and Gloria are chatting with each other, King Krule and Googly Goo are talking with the Wicked Witch in the King's Chambers.
Yeah, so we do a big pan up from the little room that they're in on the first floor up, and now we're on like the second floor in the chamber.
This witch, she's old, she's ugly, she's green, she has one eye.
Oh.
Is she green?
No, I made up the green part. Oh. But it's like she's literally the Wicked Witch from the first
book. Well, yeah,
the
Wicked Witch in the first movie only had one eye, too.
Why?
In the first book.
She did?
Yeah, she only had one eye. I do not know.
And it was really powerful.
Why he literally made her the exact same witch.
And I will say, in the illustration, she also looked pretty similar because it was like a big, stocky, really pointy hat. Like, I don't know. So I don't know why it's being that, but we are told at least that the witch has an eye missing, so she has an eye patch, and everybody calls her Blinky.
Yeah, so she's horrible.
I know.
She's terrifying.
That's
And then
up.
He says,
it
she's
is
called Blinky.
No wonder she's wicked.
Yeah.
For the first time, I'm feeling wicked. Witches, as we know, are forbidden to exist in Oz.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Jinxland is so far removed from the rest of Oz. There are a lot of witches. The witches terrorize the people. But King Krule loves witches. He lets them do whatever they want. And Blinky is the leader of all of the other witches. So she's the most powerful.
Yeah. And everyone hates her the most. And they fear her. And the king also does a little bit. But he uses her magic to like, well, all their magics, to like get revenge and do cruelty on others. And he just has to pay a bunch of gold or gemstones for it. Like,
how does Ozma not know about this?
I know.
She's not paying attention.
Granted, in the past world, there was that war going on under the mountain in the south. So it's like Ozma really only does know what's going on, like, in the immediate, like, vicinity. And apparently...
because she doesn't use her magic to look at anything other than what Dorothy's doing.
Exactly. You have so many things that you can have access to find what cruel things are happening and fix them.
When 9/11 happened, someone was whispering in George Bush's ear in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not magic.
And we're not magic.
Granted,
we hardly had computers.
Yeah.
In a weird way, though, we have better magic than they do in Oz because everybody on Earth can remotely view or find information, like, in a millisecond. So we actually have better magic than they do in Oz.
Because we don't have to rely on Ozma, I guess.
Yeah. Say exactly, that. Yeah. We have the magic.
Fucking say that, Queen. So, King Cruel asks Blinky if she can destroy Princess Gloria and Pawn's love. And Blinky thinks for a minute, and she's like,
"That's tricky.
Love is hard to kill. Mm. But I think I can fix your problem."
Yeah, she has a better idea. Well, what she suspects would be a better idea.
She says that even though she can't make Princess Gloria stop loving Pawn, she can freeze Princess Gloria's heart so that she'll never love anyone.
And so the king and Googly Goo are like, oh yeah, that works.
You don't have any further questions?
Googly
like...
Goo, get an ounce of self-respect.
Seriously.
Yeah. Ugh. And
like, what is that going to do?
Well, and it's like, well, I guess she already doesn't love Googly Goo. So like the fact that she can't love anyone won't hurt his chances, I guess.
It'll just keep her like, from resisting so hard, even though she'll still resist. She'll just resist for different reasons.
Yeah. It'll be like, I don't want to be with you instead of, well, which it already is that, but there won't be the element of there's someone
there's
out there.
There's no
who
way
I
could
like.
Even love you either. Like,
yeah, that's interesting too. It's very, like, I can't even learn to love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, if I can't have you, nobody can have you. Like, that's
yeah,
what he's
exactly.
doing. Ugh, men.
Evil.
So they like the plan. And then King Cruel is like, oh yeah, Blinky, another thing. There's these strangers who arrived in Jinxland today. There's three of them. I don't think I should be worried about the children, but the wooden-legged man, I think, might be like a powerful wizard.
He's so scared of him.
And the witch hates this. She's like, what? Like, yeah, there's like, some guy
if
here.
If there's a wizard here, I'm fucked.
Yeah. I gotta
and
know.
Also, we didn't mention this, but the plan is they're going to take Glory to Blinky's house tomorrow and do the spell to freeze her heart. So, like, it's happening tomorrow. And she's like, and there's strange wizards in the land. Like, that might mess with
like
what
that.
We're doing tomorrow. Also, that might just mess with everything because, like, I have a lot going on right now.
So she's like, take me to him.
Yeah, she's like, let's see whose magic wins. And I'm like, oh my God, what if hers loses? Like, she's willing to just go lose in the magic battle?
I mean,
battle?
Hey,
like,
it's going to happen one way
I
or the other.
So.
Let's do it now. But wow. She's very lucky because King Cruel takes her up to Cap'n Bill's room. Googly Goo goes home. He goes to get the money to pay the witch with. So it's just the witch and King Cruel. And they go up to Cap'n Bill's room and just walk in. Cap'n Bill is taking a nap. He's exhausted.
He hasn't been on a bed since they embarked from fucking
California.
The California coast. So, like, it's been, like, weeks of just, like, sleeping on the ground, wrapped in a blanket. So he's, like, knocked the fuck out. He's snoring. Like, he's going crazy.
He's sleeping. They walk right up to his bed and look down at him. And Blinky the Witch is like... oh.
Avada Kedavra!
Pretty fucking much,
a
though.
A flash of green light.
She's like, oh, I'm glad you told me about this. He does look like a powerful wizard. She doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Yeah, no.
And
definitely
King
not.
Cruel is like, so what do we do? And she's like, I'm going to transform him so that he will be something that he can't be strong enough to oppose me.
You know, it's a good thing that they don't know that he can't be killed. Because
they could have killed
him.
Yeah,
he's not a fairy. They could have just killed him in his sleep. And that's I bet
true.
They would have if they knew.
Yeah, they think he's magic. And
yeah.
Thank God.
I know. Also, the whole her transforming him thing is really giving Mombi where it's like, only evil witches do transformation spells.
Right.
And it's like, oh, so this wicked witch is going to try and transform him. So, That's all.
So she does a little incantation under her breath, and she pours these three powders. She, like, pulls a bunch of packets of these powders out of her bag. She selects three of them, throws the rest back in her bag, and mixes the three together. And then she, like, sets it down and backs away while she does a little incantation.
This is really me choosing my sleepy time tea that I'm going to mix together for a fun concoction.
And she backs away. The concoction goes, and there's this big cloud. The cloud rolls over Cap'n Bill on his bed. When the cloud moves over him, Cap'n Bill is gone.
But what is on the bed is a little gray grasshopper. And the grasshopper is like,
oh my God.
Put me back.
I just remembered the chapter name.
I know. Can I just say, so as far as the wooden-legged grasshopper goes, I saw that chapter name way earlier in the book. I was like looking ahead of the chapter names. I don't know why I didn't fucking assume it was going to be Cap'n Bill, the only wooden-legged creature that we've ever heard of.
Right.
Like, so anyway, yeah, it's him though. And he is like, put me back to how I was. Like, you're going to regret this. I'm going to fucking go crazy on you. And the witch laughs, takes her stick, swings it, and crushes the grass.
No, lying.
I'm just kidding.
You're lying.
She tries to, though.
But she does. She swings it, and he jumps out the window.
Oh,
and he's gone.
Oh, my gosh.
King Cruel is like, well, at least he's gone.
Yeah. They're like, all right.
Like, I guess that's that.
They just laugh, and then they go out.
They're dumb.
Yeah. They're like, he's gone, which is crazy. Because I'm like, I mean, granted, I don't know. Maybe the type of magic that they assume he has means that he couldn't save himself. But I'm like, if you really thought he was so powerful, you don't think he can maybe turn himself back?
Right.
Like, smashing him, that would have been a good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess then
now
he couldn't
got
die.
Now he got away.
Oh, God, I don't know.
So now we pan back to Trot.
Oh, yeah.
She's wrapping up her visit with the Princess Gloria, and she goes to Button Bright's room to check in on him. Button Bright is not in his room.
Oh.
Then she's like, okay, weird. She goes and checks on Cap'n Bill. As we know, Cap'n Bill's not in his room.
Mm-hmm.
She goes downstairs, and she asks the servants. She's like, hey, have you guys seen my friends? And they're like, oh, we saw the little boy go outside in the garden a little while ago. We haven't seen the guy. And she's like, okay. She goes out into the garden to try to find them, and she searches around the garden. It's huge. It's like a park. She wanders around the garden for 2 hours.
Oh my God.
Without seeing anyone.
Yeah.
And she's finally, like, she's finally like, okay, I guess I'll go back inside. And she walks back up to the castle.
And she gets there, and the guard stops her, and she's like, oh no, I live here. Like, like that's actually what she said.
She's like, I actually have some mail. I can prove my address.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's like, the king gave me a room. And the guard says, well, he took that room back. And I am
evicted
to prevent you and the little boy from coming back into the castle. And Trot's like, well, what about Cap'n Bill? And the guard's like, I don't know what happened to him.
He disappeared mysteriously.
And I know he's not in the castle. Yeah. And he's like, I'm sorry. Like, don't be mad at me. Like, I'm doing my orders. But, like, that's it.
So Trot walks away. She, like, keeps her composure. She walks away and she goes and finds a bench to sit on in the park. Cap'n Bill has raised this girl. He is her, like, best friend in the entire world. And now he's been taken away from her.
Trot is in crisis.
She starts sobbing.
Aww.
And probably, like, the built-up stress of the entire situation is catching up to her.
And, like, you finally got comfortable. Finally. Finally, Button Bright finds her. He wanders up
Thank
to her.
God.
She's sitting on the bench. And he's like, and just like very nonchalant. And he's like, don't worry, Trot. We'll find a place to sleep. And she's like, yeah, but I want Cap'n Bill.
Yeah.
And he's like, so do I. Do you know where he went?
Okay.
And she's like, I don't know. He's just gone. Like, that's just it. He's gone.
He's disappeared.
And Button Bright gets like serious for a minute. And he's like, you know, like, he's somewhere, but he's not here. Like, so we have to go somewhere else to find him. But right now, like, the sun is going down and we need to sleep. Like, we need to find somewhere that we can sleep. And they were just at those other houses where they obviously, like, those people would have let them sleep. So it's like, let's go find somewhere, like, who will be better than the fucking palace. Yeah. Which so shouldn't be hard.
Get up, Trot dries her eyes, and they ease on down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of taking the main path out of the garden, they, like, cut through an opening in a hedge, and it leads to a small but well-used path. And they walk down the path for a while without seeing any other people or houses. It gets so dark, they cannot see their way. And Trot's like, Button Bright, we should just camp under a tree. Like, we're fucked. And Button Bright's like, yeah, you know, I've had to do this before. If you just, like, pull some leaves over yourself, they actually make a pretty good blanket. Like, let's do that.
But wait, what's that in the distance? He says. It's a light.
They both see it. It's a flickering light. They both see it, and they're like, let's go to that.
It's that creepy ghost cabin.
Following, that's exactly what I was thinking.
There's wolves, like, marching around. Yeah. As they approach the light, they realize, oh, we're going off the trail. So they hold hands and keep walking toward the light. They're stumbling over big rocks or stumbling over bushes.
It's scary.
It's scary. I'm like, why are you off the trail? If it's a house, it's on the path.
Oh, yeah. And what if the people in that house douse their fire for the night? And it just goes out.
And all and of a sudden it's now, gone.
Ugh. You don't know where the path is. You don't know where you the know house where is. It's pitch black and you're in mud.
Fortunately, after a while, they make it to a small cottage. They peek inside the windows and they see Pawn, the gardener's boy, sitting by a fire.
So that's convenient.
They just walk. Pretty. They walk right in.
Yeah.
Pawn, oh my God.
And he greets them. He's like, oh my God, like, you guys are here. What the hell? And he's very sad to hear about Cap'n Bill being missing. And he's like, you know, after hearing the story, he's like, you know, King Cruel seems to be plotting something. I saw the witch, Blinky, go to the castle earlier today and exit. So something is up.
They got to go rescue her, Gloria.
Yeah. Well, so he's like, well, OK, he was worried that the witch was going to enchant Gloria. But the fact that Cap'n Bill is missing, he's like, maybe the witch was just going to the castle to get rid of him so Gloria's safe.
Don't be dumb.
I know. He's like it's
you are literally like the biggest problem in the castle right
now.
Yeah,
literally none of this would be happening.
It's definitely about you guys. Like, Gloria's in trouble.
Exactly. But Pawn is just like, okay, what we can't do is sit here and freak out. If the witch did something to Cap'n Bill, there's nothing we can do about it. If she didn't, then we'll find him. And that's literally all we need to think about right now.
Yeah.
Either something bad happened and it's done and we need to move forward, or something bad didn't happen and we will be rejoined with our friend.
Yeah.
So Button Bright eats a bunch of food. Pawn, like, gets him some food. Trot has no appetite. Button Bright scarfs the food down and then passes out in front of the fire. Trot and Pawn stay up for hours just staring at the fire and being like, oh my God.
They're worried.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
And eventually, just even with her horrible thoughts, Trot is able to, like, well, not able to. She just ends up, like, falling asleep. She's, like, getting drowsy.
Exhausted.
Like, yeah, goes out. There's only one blanket in this cottage, but Pawn brings it and puts it on her. And then he, like, puts more wood on the fire and, like, lays down over there. And, like, they're in a pretty bad spot right now, obviously. And so it's just a blessing that they can sleep, is what we're told. Like, at least they can forget.
At least they have a roof over their head.
Yeah.
Yep, and they can just be asleep and not on this world for a moment.
Yeah. And so the morning comes, probably, but we'll find out later, because that was the end of chapter 12, The Wooden-Legged Grasshopper. Which, by the way, the grasshopper has a wooden leg. We didn't say that, but he does, obviously.
Of course he does.
And Blake, what would you call that?
Save the children.
Mm.
I just made that up. I didn't have anything written down.
It was good, though.
That's good.
Thank God.
Thank you for listening to Oz Hour. Please join us next time as we continue with Chapter 13, Glinda the Good and the Scarecrow of Oz. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Oz Hour Podcast for the latest on everything Oz. Oz Hour, created and hosted by Blake Stone and Wyatt Swingham. Co-hosted by Hannah Aguirre. Audio production by Charlie Johnson. Theme music written and performed by Rudy Klobis. Cover art by Valentin Lucas.